One interesting thing to notice is when celebrities mess up. It can be a paradox if you don't quite understand human nature. But if you do understand human nature, it's pretty straightforward. Example, a celebrity secretly or tries to secretly get together with a hooker. Then they are discovered. Then they try to deny. Finally, they admit it and their career is ruined or significantly damaged. But others admit it right away. Yeah, it was a bad decision, one I regretted immediately. I wish I hadn't done it. Now my focus is on fixing the damage I've caused. These folks tend to get off or at least suffer a lot less damage to their career and their relationships. But even if you aren't a celebrity, the quicker you own up and admit your mistakes, the better. On the other hand, if you make a kind of fake apology, people will forever look at you sideways. What is a fake apology? You do something and it hurts others. A sincere apology would be, I'm sorry I did that. I was wrong and I regret it. I will do everything I can to fix the damage. A fake apology would be more like, I'm sorry you feel the way you do about what happened. This sort of sounds like an apology, but it doesn't admit any wrongdoing, and it kind of externalizes the problem. To pretend it's more about their response to your behavior than your actual behavior. You'll find plenty of people like that these days. Crappy behavior, but never admitting any wrongdoing. The world is filled with people who are experts at externalizing anything that happens. People who, no matter what, are always ready with some kind of an it's not my fault kind of response. Nobody really likes these types. Not as friends, not as business partners, not as lovers. The reason is pretty simple. We like people based on how they handle unexpected things. If you're in a relationship with somebody who never takes responsibility, that's not a happy situation. The whole point of a relationship, friendship or business or romantic, is to be part of a team that takes care of business. Nobody wants to be a partner with somebody who is always trying to shift the blame. Immediately acknowledging and owning up to problems is part of a congruent personality. Being congruent doesn't only mean being congruent with good stuff. It means being congruent with everything. And because this trait is so rare today, it is incredibly attractive. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/congruence.